Amy Gehrke is the executive director of Illinois Right to Life. Amy, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Your initial
Thanks so much for inviting me.
Sure. Your initial reaction to the decision today.
Well, we are absolutely overjoyed, as you can imagine. This is a day, when I started working full-time in the pro-life movement nearly 35 years ago that I really didn't think I would see in my lifetime. You know, back in the late 80s, there were 1.3 million abortions. And, ever since then, the media and academia and Hollywood have been on the side of the abortion industry. But the truth that the preborn child is fully human is much stronger than the voices trying to drown that fact out. And we're overjoyed that the court has taken a bold step, just like in 1954 with Brown versus the Board of Education, they've taken a bold step in recognizing the fact that preborn children truly are part of the human family and are deserving of protection under the law, and that states now have the right to protect preborn children as they see fit.
I respect, that everyone's got their own opinion on this. Something that I struggle with a little bit with the decision that came down today is that someone who is the victim of incest or rape still will be still have to bring the baby to term. Can you, explain to me how Illinois Right to Life feels about that?
Well, I think the key word in the question you just asked is baby. And we have to understand that at the center of every abortion decision is both a baby as well as his or her mother. And, those are very hard cases, but we know that the vast majority of abortions are performed on healthy babies of healthy mothers where there is not an instance of rape or incest. And, throughout my years in the pro-life movement, I have met many, many now adults as well as children, as well as women who are tragically victims of those circumstances. And, I've met several women who have been victims of rape and then had abortions who said that the abortion itself was actually more violent than the rape in some instances, that it wasn't healing, that it just added to the trauma. And I have yet to meet a woman who carried her baby that's a product of rape to term, who regrets that child, who is sorry that that child is alive. And unlike, there's this myth out there that the child will remind the woman of the crime, that will remind the children, the mother of the violence she endured, but it's just the opposite. It's something good that came out of something absolutely horrendous.
So that's what you would tell a woman who was raped or a victim of incest, then don't worry, it's going to be okay?
I would tell her that that abortion is a violent act. It's the intentional taking of a human life. And the children who are conceived through rape are just as human as the child who is conceived by another manner. And again, I go back to the fact that I have yet to meet a woman who's carried her child to term who regrets that child being alive. And on the other hand, I've met many, many women who have aborted their children that were conceived in rape who said that the trauma of the abortion just added to the trauma of the rape.
So
abortion is the deliberate taking of a human life. And the abortion issue is actually very, very simple. Either you believe that taking an innocent human life is an acceptable solution to problems, or you don't. Death is never the answer to a problem. Yeah. And the other assumption is that abortion is good for women. Abortion is incredibly traumatic for women. Whether, any woman like me who's had a child, you have a connection to that child, whether you want to admit it or not. And again, abortion is a very simple issue. Either you think it's okay to take a human life to solve problems or you don't.
Amy, I appreciate you joining us and sharing your point of view today. It's Amy Gehrke, who is the executive director, Illinois Right to Life. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's get some traffic and weather in here at 345. Mary?